Well, the Australian Open gets underway next week, and there are changes being made on the court to ensure the matches are more accessible to people with vision impairments. New sound technology is being included in main games, and it's hoped it'll eventually be used at competitions around the world. Here's National Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella.
Melbourne resident Carla has played tennis for 6 years.
I like meeting new kids who are also similar conditions to me, and I like how in normal tennis you get to play against or with your friends, and that it's a fun and active sport.
The 11-year-old is vision impaired. When she takes to the court, she's assisted through a bell in the ball so she can keep track of its location, and she's given lots of verbal directions. But it's watching and listening to matches on TV or radio that is more tricky. She recalls struggling to follow along without having someone to commentate for her.
It was a bit annoying. I kind of wanted to watch it independently. Yeah, it was pretty hard following the game without other people telling me what was going on.
During televised tennis matches, there is verbal commentary.
Saka lands this second one in. Backhand from Brady lands pretty short, so Saka just goes cross-court. No real.
But this year, the accessibility features are being taken to the next level. All matches on the centre court at Rod Laver Arena over the 14-day competition will include what's called action audio. Marka Reid from Tennis Australia explains how it works.
So what we've done is turn the ball tracking data, which viewers or listeners at home might be familiar with. So we've converted that spatial data into a series of different sounds that let blind and low vision members of our community better track or follow what's happening on the tennis court. Now, by different sounds, I mean that there's one sound to represent how closely the ball lands to the line, another sound to represent how fast the ball's being hit, and then a third sound that tells us whether it's a forehand or backhand that's being played.
It's a collaboration between Tennis Australia, Monash University and design company AKQA. Marka Reid says the US Open and Wimbledon have been in touch wanting to introduce the technology for their vision impaired audiences. And he says the same concept could also be used in other sports.
There's 600,000 Australians and 285 million people globally that live with blindness or vision impairment. So we want to try and enrich the experience as best we can. And it extends to not just our event, but equally and ideally playing the sport also.
For 11-year-old Carla, she knows it'll change the way she enjoys the game.
I don't have to rely on people. I actually would know what was going on so I could pay proper attention to it.
11-year-old tennis fan Carla, ending that report by Naz Campanella.